This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 164. It is time to talk about your saving, your investing, and your protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is an in-house corporate lawyer and a real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney. Or the website at rockonthemoney.com. I think I just switched a couple of those words. I said corporate, in-house corporate lawyer.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's fine. It's all.
Okay, cool. You're the legal. I don't want to get sued or anything. Okay. So as long as we got four great questions. And again, like we said in last week's episode, the tone of the questions have completely changed because of inflation and everything. So how about we start with question number one? Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, let's. All right, here we go. So I just spoke to an independent financial advisor. He said that he personally invests his money in managed funds. He said trackers have performed well over the last 10 years, but given the current situation, he strongly recommends managed. He said the passive world trackers aren't that great.
I think trackers are mean index funds.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And managed funds are ones where you pay a higher fee. On those funds, there's mutual funds and even some ETFs. But yeah, those are managed and those.
Yeah. Let me jump in here.
Yeah, so go ahead.
He said trackers have performed well over the last 10 years, which is absolutely true. Everything has performed well over the last 10 years. You notice he said he strongly recommends managed. He didn't make the claim that managed perform better than trackers.
Exactly.
Because it's not true.
No, because historically.
He's recommending managed. And Craig, this is your favorite thing. Why is he recommending managed?
Because he's making money on managed funds. These salespeople, I'm sorry, financial advisors. These financial advisors, which are salespeople, do not make commissions on index funds.
Right.
And the study, guys, I can show you every independent study shows, as we've said, index funds, the S&P 500 index fund has beat up to 70% of all other managed funds long term.
Yeah.
So
hey,
it's
quick
right
question.
There.
Go ahead. You might know this. So would a financial advisor pay a commission for managed funds that he manages?
Oh, there have been articles lately, even by the FTC, about how the financial advisors have been operating lately. I'm not a lawyer, okay, guys? I'm not a financial lawyer of any kind, but reading these articles, apparently they're not allowed to use certain words, but they are allowed to use other words. So the way they manipulate it, they can say they're fiduciary when actually they're still making money. They can actually turn their hat, like they can be a fiduciary at one point and quickly sell you something and take that hat off literally. And that's legal. That's what's so wacky about this whole financial industry, that you can claim that you are in their best interest and then suddenly in that same exact meeting, you can turn that light switch off and start making money off that client by selling them things that you just recommended.
Yeah.
It's insane, guys. And I don't know why people think we're lying. Google it. This has been Consumer Reports, FTC on the federal government websites and all this stuff. It is nonsense. That's why we try to keep this stuff simple. See, you got me on my soapbox, just like last week.
Yeah.
But anyway, like you said, everything performed well last 10 years. Why, Amanda? Because we just came out of that housing crisis 10 to 12 years ago. Everything went up because
it's like 14 years at this point, Craig.
We were like 90% down. Of course, everything went up in the last 10 years. Of course, everything went up. But everything has been fine. Everything had to recover over time. But again, the S&P 500 is your 70 to 80% chance. Again, like I say, you go into a casino, Amanda, right?
Yeah.
If you give me a table game that gives me an 80% chance at winning over another one that does a 30% chance, which one will I take? I'm going to go to the 80% table. Why would people make this complicated?
Yeah.
We're not stockbrokers. We're not stock pickers. We don't sit down for hours and hours a day trying to study every little stock or every little thing. Keep it simple, guys. Someone else came up with the 500 best companies, the S&P. They're not even charging us for this, and they adjust it every year. Let somebody else handle that stuff, and we just sit back and make the money. 8 to 12% per year. I need to take a breath. That wore me out.
Yeah. All right. So how about the question two?
Let's move on.
Wanting to buy stocks for the first time.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
How do I know which ones to buy? This is all new to me. Where do I start? Thank you.
I think you just answered your question. You said, this is all new to me. Where do I start? You should not be buying stocks.
Not individual stocks.
You should not be buying individual stocks. Take that Robinhood app and cancel it. Delete it. No, you're not a gambler. You're literally gambling. Stop it. Knock it off. Why again? Going back to question one, why would you want, you don't have the time. I don't think you people understand. They watch CNBC and they, you got to buy Waste Manager, WMT. We foresee this going up over the next quarter. But none of that means anything to you. What, are you going to sit there and watch it every day so you know when to get out, in and out? And more chances are you're going to lose. You cannot compete against the professional stock people. It is impossible. You know, Amanda, these big wig people that are way out of our league, you know, they buy microwave towers as close to Wall Street where the computers are, where the stock thing goes, so they can beat you and get those trades in before you. I don't think people understand the game that's out there. It is nonsense. Oh, by the way, I've been watching one of your favorite people, because you used to watch The Daily Show all the time, right?
Yeah. Well, when it was Jon Stewart. Yeah.
Okay. So Jon Stewart's back. I did not realize he's back.
He's got his own show. Yeah.
Okay. So I've been watching him religiously on Apple TV. Actually, I'm watching the clips over on YouTube because I don't have Apple TV. But he just did a huge thing about the stock thing, the stock market, and what the game is really going on. And there's all these people at the Wall Street Journal, people that are on side, people that are former FTC and all this stuff, and SEC professionals. And you have no shot at winning this at all. You don't. They count on you not knowing what you're doing so they can make their money. It is insane what's going on right now. And the best thing you can do, and they don't like, Wall Street does not like that you invest in the S&P 500 index. And they brought that up. They do not like that you do that because they're not making money off you. I got to put the links to this in the group, Amanda. It is just insane. Yeah, I think he calls the show, what, The Problem is The Problem with Jon Stewart.
The Problem with Jon Stewart, yeah.
So he has...
sound like The Problems with Him.
Yeah, he gets very passionate about some of these subjects. It's been great. But he had The Problem with Wall Street, and I watched, there's like five videos of that. I'm like, it's just crazy. I've heard these stories before, but just the way he packages it makes it more interesting. And he talks about Robin Hood and all this. It's crazy, guys. It's just, why would you take your life and you want to sit there and try and study all these stocks? Bottom line is, guys, please don't do that. Just stick with the symbol index. The people that don't make money off you will tell you, yeah, that's what you should be doing. Hey, Amanda, I bought stocks before too. Boy, did I waste my time.
Yeah,
I really did. I mean, because then it takes over your life. It does. It's just insane, and it's not worth the time. I make more by not doing everything every day. Hey, let's take a break because I need one. And I can't wait to ask you this next question. Here comes the question after the break. You ready for this one?
Yes.
I want you to think about this one. Tell me what to invest in that will make me a millionaire. That's the question.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll be back.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
I'm not going to answer this one at all. I'm just going to read it, and you're going to answer this one. We only have 10 minutes left of this podcast, and we don't have time for me to answer. All right, we'll be back after this. You listen to Rocket Money.
Hey, there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check us out on Facebook.com/Rock on the Money or RockOnTheMoney.com. And we, of course, our podcast is everywhere. Please share our podcast on Facebook. That's going to be our best chance at really getting more people out there now that we can post our podcast right on Facebook. Please share that out everywhere. We really appreciate it. And the listener numbers are going up. It's been great. Hey, Amanda, I gave you some homework. Here's your question. Let's see how you answer this one. Okay. I want to know. Question number 3. Tell me what to invest in that will make me a millionaire. Go.
Yeah. There's nothing I can tell you will guarantee you become a millionaire. No one has a crystal ball.
All right. Question number 4.
No, I didn't. So here's the thing. We generally coach that the S&P 500 index fund will have, or has in the past at least, had consistent gains. That you can then use to calculate a predicted total amount that you would have for retirement. But again, there's no crystal ball. So the past performance is not a guarantee of future performance. I can tell you that if you're just sticking the money under your mattress, you're going to have a harder time becoming a millionaire because you'll have to save every single penny in order to reach $1 million. You know, if you put it in a low cost interest bearing savings account, you're going to have a hard time. It's almost like putting it under the mattress.
Yeah.
But if you invest in the markets, or you're investing in real estate, or a combination of both, then you have a much higher likelihood of being able to meet those higher targets. And Craig, maybe it's worth you explaining the rule of 72.
I was just thinking about that. So the way we do this, guys, if you can find out what the annual returns are on any investment, so the S&P 500 is what, 8 to 12%. Historically, I mean, last few years it's been 20, 30, but historically, 8 to 12%. Okay, so the rule of 72s are you take the percentage amount, divide by 72, it will tell you how many years it will take to double your money based on historical record. And this has been working out pretty well. So 8, let's go on the low side, Amanda. We're not even going on the high side. Let's go on the low side. So 8%, which is super, super conservative. Every, let's say 8 goes into 72, hold on. 8, 72, carry the 5, 9. Now, every 9 years, your money will double. So, Amanda, if I have $1,000, in 9 years, it's now $2,000, right? And then another 9 years, it's now $4,000, and then becomes 8, then 16, then 32, then 64, then 128, and so on and so on. And eventually, yeah, you can be easily become a millionaire, but the point is you have to start that early. If you can start that in your early 20s, easily you hit a millionaire before you retire. Easily. When you thought of somebody being a millionaire, what was the first thing in your mind back then, years ago? I mean,
fancy cars.
Yeah, Hollywood and stuff like that, right? Nowadays, now that we know what billionaires are, the actual millionaire is what? They probably have a used car out in the parking lot. I mean, in the front driveway. You know, house is paid off. No debt. And they're just out there living. They're not shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue. No, they're teachers. They're restaurant workers. I mean, even waiters and waitresses can be millionaires. I mean, when I worked for Southwest Airlines, we had flight attendants at our company. They're millionaires. They're showing me. They're so proud of what they were doing with us, and they were showing me, look, I finally made $1 million. They didn't make it. It's in their account. I mean, it's your everyday people. It's just people that know how to manage their money properly. Those are the real millionaires. But anyway, what to make, how to make $1 million, just stay in the market long term. What I say earlier in that other podcast, it's time in the market, not timing in the market. Just keep dumping your money in there and don't touch it. But what does everybody want to do? People want to take their money out to buy a car, buy a house, and they justify it every which way they can. And guess what happens? Yep. And they're working longer than they want. Anyway, question number four, you ready? I'm going to leave this for you because this is definitely something that you are passionate about. If you wanted to park $150,000 for 12 months, what percentage of return would you look for?
So for 12 months?
Yeah, only 12 months. Yeah, $150,000. Yeah. What's the percentage of return they should look for, Amanda?
Well, they should look at what the market rate is for like an online savings account or a 12-month CD. I wouldn't put, if you need it in 12 months, you're not going to want to put it at risk in the markets.
So Amanda, you're saying that if I put my money at Marcus by Goldman Sachs, one of the online places we like for a bank account,
yeah,
they will only get 0.5% APY?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And why would that be?
Yeah, because you can't risk a loss on it if you need it within 12 months. Look at what just happened over the last 12 months.
Shoot, what just happened last 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, the stock market is down 20%. We're down 20%. I mean, it's starting to recover now. S&P 500 slowly has actually been doing well in the last 2 weeks, by the way. It's been quietly just creep. You look at that graph, it's just slow. But we're still down. Yeah. I mean, we're down 20%. So if you need that, what's 20% of 150,000? That's a lot of money you could have lost. So if it's in the market, yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, you would have lost $30,000.
So now you're down to 120,000 because you put it into the stock market thinking, oh, I'll just make money. Ugh. You know what, Amanda? A lot of people just started investing while they were sitting at home during COVID. And they started watching the stock market and say, man, look at this money we're making. Oh, my God, GameStop. People were making money hand over fist in the stock market because they were treating it like they're spending on what they're gambling, like baseball or football games. And now we're back to the normal stock market. Yeah, it's not so friendly, is it now, as Amanda?
Mm-mm.
No. So, yeah, if you need that money within 3 to 5 years, Amanda, what we coach, we say, man, you're not going to make any money on that money. It's got to just be parked in an online account. That's it. That's it. Cause you need the money. If you don't need the money, then you wouldn't say 12 months. So there you go. 0.5% is the answer. What is 0.5% of 150,000?
Well, it's hard to calculate because it's not a straight.
Oh, that's percentage. Right. It's compounding. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Compounding.
Yeah. And then they'd have to pay tax on that income on the savings account. So
that's right.
So basically not going to make anything. Sorry. That's where we put our emergency funds, by the way, everybody. We just put a regular bank account because you may need that money at any time. So that's how
it
works.
What did you say it was? 0.5 or 0.05?
0.5. I'm on the front page of Marcus by Goldman Sachs. It says boost your savings with a Marcus online savings account. 0.5%. That's what they're showing. I'm sure there's fine print or something on here, but. Oh, the national average is still 0.27. They say Bank of America's savings account is 0.04 and Chase is 0.02%. So Marcus on their website is just showing, by the way, we're not sponsored by Marcus. We're just using an example. But they're just showing how their online savings account is higher than Bank of America, Chase, and the national average. So anyway. I'm sure some of these others like Ally, these other great online banks that have no physical presence out in the real world. That's how they can give you better rates. Or your credit unions probably have higher rates too. But no, you're not gonna make any money. That's nothing. That's chump change. Shoot, the inflation rate's 7.9. 0.5 ain't gonna help you at all.
Yeah.
You're losing. You're still losing. So, but that's all you can. All right. Anything else you want to add on that one?
No.
I think we crushed that one. We crushed everybody's hopes and dreams of working a system. Yeah, there's no system, guys. I hate to bring it to you, but there's no system. It's just working your jobs, making your income, be consistent, stop buying stupid things, put your money away, and don't touch it.
Yeah.
There's no easy way around it. Well, that was a bummer. All right. Everybody has a great. We'll see you again next week.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.